Amazon will start streaming the fourth and final season of the British comedy Catastrophe today. The show follows the relationship of an Irish woman and an American man who get married because she gets pregnant after a one-night stand. NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says the show is good and it's been overlooked. Eric, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing great.
So the show starts as something like a sex comedy, but then evolves into a family drama about the challenges of middle age. Let's listen to an early scene, and here you're going to hear the two main characters, Rob and Sharon, talk about getting married.
Aren't you supposed to fall in love first?
Well, my mom sent me an article about a study on arranged marriages versus love marriages, and they found that fewer arranged marriages end in divorce than real ones.
Is that because they end in suicide?
I don't know. I didn't read the whole article. Also, you'll need to marry me so I can stay in the country.
Oh, God.
So that was from the first season. Eric, I love the premise of this show. What about you?
Yeah, this is a show that's been a gem since it's debuted. So it features Rob Delaney and Sharon Horgan. And people may know these stars from other things. Rob has a great presence on social media, and he had a great cameo in the Deadpool 2 movie. He was the guy with the mustache with no powers. And Sharon created Divorce, which is the HBO comedy that Sarah Jessica Parker stars in. But this is a show that they have done together. And what I love about it is not only are these folks middle-aged, but it's also about two people who are very flawed, but they know their own flaws. Still and yet, when they come together and they build a relationship, they're surprised by how much they wind up needing each other. And I think every season is about these circumstances that kind of pull them apart and make them think, why am I with this person? And I ended up with them by accident. This is a catastrophe, quote unquote. But then they realize they're better off together and they actually enjoy being together, which is kind of what love is like often, yeah. Especially when you're of a certain age.
Sure. And speaking of flaws, last season ends with Rob admitting that he was an alcoholic. And that's something that the actor who plays him, Rob Delaney, says that in real life he's struggled with. I mean, how does that personal experience play out on the screen?
Well, I mean, and you can tell from the fact that the characters share the actors' names that there is a lot of personality. A lot of the performers' actual lives are kind of poured into these characters. The fourth season sort of deals with the aftermath of this. You know, he revealed that he had been secretly drinking at the end of the third season. He gets in a car accident. He loses his license. Yeah. It's incredibly inconvenient for the family. You know, they have a young child and, you know, dealing with him not being able to drive. And he has to do community service, too. And so it's this whole, you know, pile on of circumstances. And we're going to see in the course of this season how they struggle to deal with it, how they figure out how to deal with it, and how Sharon, her character can be somewhat self-centered, has to learn how to make space for him to handle a problem that could threaten their family.
Again, real life right there on the screen.
Exactly.
How about Carrie Fisher, who starred in this show before she died in 2016? She played Rob's mother, and we have a scene here when she's cooped up with her daughter-in-law, Sharon.
Do you have O?
What?
The Oprah Winfrey Network?
I don't know, Mia. There's like 700 channels. Might be in there. Hunt around.
Oh, wait, never mind. I just found my favorite show, My Children Are Schizophrenic. So great. Can you imagine you have the one kid, it's schizophrenic, and then you say, well, let's roll the dice and have another kid like a friend for that one, and then that one's schizophrenic also. So they buy the apartment or the house next door. It's a little town, so that's not a lot of money. And with the disability and everything, it is great TV.
So it's good to hear Carrie Fisher's voice there. Apparently She ad-libbed that scene. What do you make of the acting on this show?
Well, yeah, obviously she sets a high bar and, you know, the show wraps up with this season and the final episode sort of nods to Carrie Fisher's passing. It's a nice bit of closure. They don't just pretend that the mom suddenly isn't in the show anymore. And it's an impactful thing for the character Rob to deal with. And in fact, again, the real life Rob lost his child to an illness right before they started shooting the final season. And so the fact that there's a palpable sense of grief and sadness makes all kinds of sense. And, you know, what I love about shows where the performers are also the creative force is that they have to pour themselves into the show. And so there's just an extra level of, you know, material that's going on because you know that this performer is also taking what they're experiencing in life and infusing it in the stories that you're seeing.
Eric, you spent the past few minutes sort of laying out the arguments about why this show is so relatable to so many people's lives. Why has it flown under the radar so much?
Well, you know, and that's my take. But it seems to me that number one, it hasn't been a big priority for Amazon. And then the other thing is that it's a very specific comedy. Again, if you're someone of a certain age and you know what it's like to sort of fall into a relationship when you're older, it will press a lot of buttons for you, but it's not the kind of sort of broad comedy that Friends was or something like that. It's like a fine book that's sitting on your shelf, you know, and it's well worth spending a little time with and enjoying.
All right. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Thanks. I'm going to check it out.
All right. Got one convert.
Thanks, Eric.
All right. Always a pleasure.